agronomy, also in high school.
This is Greg Liddell calling to order the December Water Board meeting.
Okay, and I'll go ahead and read the agenda. First, we have the approval of the October and November public hearing minutes. Then we have the approval of the November disbursements. We have the fraud risk assessment. We have the approval of the 2026 budget, the approval of the 2026 user rates, GM update, treatment plant update, and the introduction of the new board officers. Okay, so first, I make a motion to approve the October 2025 board meeting. Actually, before I make the motion, Greg, did you have questions on that one?
Nope.
Okay, I make a motion to approve the October 2025 board meeting minutes as sent out.
Second.
Okay, go ahead and vote because we do have a quorum with two of our three members here. Greg?
Aye.
I'm an I as well. The November 2025 public hearing minutes, I apologize with being out of the country and just getting back and end of semester at school. I have not finished transcribing those. So,
Yes, getting sick too.
yeah, that put me back too. So, I would like to make a motion to table the November 2025 public hearing minutes until next month.
A second.
Okay, go ahead and vote on that.
Aye.
Okay, and I'm an I as well. Okay, Diane, let me. I forgot I was not sharing my screen. Okay, Diana's going to go ahead and go over the disbursements. Okay, that's ready, Diane, whenever you are.
Okay, so this was for November 2025. The first two disbursements are for myself and our general manager. They're the October monthly payment contracts. The next disbursement, November 6th, was our Visa payment for 425.12. That was comprised 83.35 of our standard monthly QuickBooks subscription and our monthly Drive online storage, their emails. The one other disbursement or thing that is we had to buy check stock and the check stock was 500 checks that cost us $341.77 and I expect that to at least our last check stock went for 2 years and hopefully we'll be cutting fewer checks in the future but so that added up to that 425.12 disbursement for our Visa payment for October expenses. The next two disbursements are for Rocky Mountain Power in the amount of $325.90 and $51.36. They are the electric bills on our well pumps. Next disbursement to Weber Basin Conservancy District for 24 is our back tee testing. This is for October. The next disbursement, Tess Kennedy, was the hours she spent in our board support function roles. There was also a little bit, there was some mileage. She did attend some training, that disbursement for $329.70. Next disbursement, Chemtech Ford for $75 is for our monthly turbidity and metals testing on our Maple Well. Next disbursement was a check. It was for 2460 was a bottled water reimbursement to one of our customers. That's for about a 30-day supply for that household. The next disbursement, industrial piping and welding, 739, $659. Just as you may be aware or not, these checks, the next This one and the following for Aqua Engineering, they are held in an outstanding check category until we do receive reimbursement from DDW. These deal with the construction of our Maple Well. That IPW pay application number 8, most of the charges on that was for the structural building items, which are mostly complete except for electrical on that side. And then there's some other items in there, some of the equipment, whatnot. It is showing that the balance due to IPW will be, after this payment goes through, will be $488,000 to complete their portion of the maple treatment plant. The next disbursement to Aqua Engineering for that $11,882 comprises two invoices. One was for their work in August. It's their our construction administration for $9,035. And again, the next one was actually October for $2,846.50. Of note, after these checks were cut, we did find out that there's a September invoice missing that will be caught up on the next disbursement cycle, pay application reimbursement, and for the maple treatment plant. And that concludes all of our disbursements for November. Are there any questions?
I don't have any.
Nothing.
Okay. I make a motion to approve these disbursements.
A second.
Okay, we'll go ahead and vote.
Aye.
Okay, and I'm an aye as well. Okay. So, fraud risk assessment report. This is a report that we do and have done. It's an annual requirement that the district completes. It mainly looks at how we're doing in the potential for somebody sneaking funds essentially out of our district in one way or another. The biggest component of this is our basic separation of duties between recording payments, disbursing, and or approval for disbursements. So the district, in my opinion, we meet all of and our report shows that we have adequate basic separation of duties, whether it's the multiple signatures, the approvals, the copies of invoices going to the board members before they sign them, and ensuring that we have two board member signatures. Another big component of the separation of duties is that the people who can sign said checks are not the ones who keep them. They're located in different areas in the district. For as small as we are, we keep all of those things separate for good control of our funds. So that report has been provided to you all, and signed and submitted to the state for this year. Are there any questions? No, we appreciate you putting that together and keeping us on track for those deadlines and getting it into the state. Appreciate that. We do have Gary joining us via phone now. So, hi, Gary.
Hi. Sorry about the technical difficulties.
No worries. We got you on. So, right in time for the budget.
Fantastic.
All right, so our next line item is the 2026 budget that was discussed at the public hearing last month. I received no additional comments regarding the budget. And so, is there any further discussion for our board at this point about the budget? Or any other feedback?
I think the budget was fantastic.
Okay, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the 2026 budget as presented at the public hearing.
My second.
Okay, we'll go ahead and vote. Gary? Greg?
Aye.
And I'm an I as well. Same with the user rates. The district received no further comments outside of those made at the public hearing. Were there any other questions or comments about the user rates?
No further questions.
Okay. One thing that I looked into based on the comments, there were some customers that asked about bumping the amount, could we do it in the summer? And we kind of said, well, let's get some more data on that. I did look in as far as the state requirements for that, and we would be able to at a future time next year, if we felt like we were ready to increase or decrease. The decrease would require public notice, but if we wanted to increase that rate, we could do it in a board meeting. So that gives us a little flexibility to perhaps respond to those customer feedback potentially before the end of next year if we wanted. That's not something that requires a public hearing to change that. The rates, yes, but not the amount. So I looked into that and found that out, and we could perhaps move forward or not on some of those comments made by the community. So, okay, with that, if there's no other comments or questions, I make a motion to approve the 2026 user rates as proposed at the November public hearing.
A second.
Okay, I'll go ahead and vote. Gary, Greg,
Aye.
I'm an I as well. Okay, GM updates. Tom, how are we looking?
When I got word of the power outage this morning, I was quite shocked because we lost everything, but we got everything back up and going today. So I was in touch with the power company and Brian C. and a bunch of people. And anyway, everything is back to normal as far as the power and the water pumps and all that, the wells. Update on the filter plant building is, it's kind of been at a standstill for about the last 2 weeks. We had the heating people in there that finished up the duct work or the venting work on the furnaces and this and that, but we're waiting on power meters. We're waiting on gas meters. We can't seem to get no updates from anyone. We have some parts sitting there, but nothing has been installed. So it's very frustrating to be up there every day and not see no forward movement.
So we do have the Tri-Mite vendor. They're in the final testing on the equipment that should ship out the end of this week or
Okay.
next. So we're
And
still looking first quarter.
so, but we really need to, I know Greg talked to Aqua Engineering guy Brady today and tried to get some more information when we might be getting our power and our gas because we got water in that building. We have a temporary heat source, but it would really be nice if we could get the permanent heat source and the power in there so we don't have to keep packing diesel fuel up there and putting the heater in there when it's cold. It's time consuming, it's expensive, and but
Yeah, are we currently funding that fuel to heat it?
tractor is,
Okay.
but I am filling it for him most of the time.
Okay.
So to save him a trip up just to pour fuel into the tank. So and our back T samples come back good. We did have a little glitch with our well. We had that bad sample from our well from a while before that I got to make some arrangements with the Division of Drinking Water and tell them the procedure we went through. As soon as we found the bad one, we took the well out of service, we changed everything, put all new piping in, flushed it, chlorinated it, flushed it, and our next back tea sample we got was good. So I got to talk to the state and tell them the sequence that we went through to make all that happen. And so I'll get that done this week. I was going to try and get it done yesterday, but
You're good. You're
it just time slips by me. So, but everything else I think is in pretty good shape. I'm planning on, as soon as we get close to having this system operational, I'm planning on doing a deep cleaning on the maple water tank so that when we start pumping water up there, we're pumping treated fresh water to a clean tank. So,
And purging our downlines.
and including the downlines, we will clean them and flush all them out. And
Okay, that's something for our users. We need to send out a notice.
Yeah, that'll be, we'll
that'll
see to give
probably
them.
be February, March, though, before any of that really, in my opinion, before that even begins to happen. So,
We'll just probably, we like to give them at least 48 hours notice, and that's it. So.
ready to turn the water off and let it go through and
yep.
or purge out their own lines.
Yeah. Fire hydrants. Where are we at with that? I can't remember.
Well, we waited for the 2026 budget
Okay.
to have the money budgeted so that we could move forward on them.
Okay.
And then I also sent each of you the final pricing numbers on the water meters.
Yes.
There's two more collectors that had to be added because of the elevations. They only bid it originally with one, but because of the canyons and this and that, they had to have a total of three collectors. So it's a little bit higher,
Okay.
like $24,000 higher than what the original bid was. So, but I sent that for final approval. And if we can get got some approval on that, then Diane can start the process for the draws to pay for that bill.
Okay. I think we need to check with Brady on the funding before we can approve that. We need to make sure that we have that as far as the treatment plant funding that we got from the state, I believe there's a little wiggle room in there that we kind of padded, had enough and for things like this, right? Because costs change.
Correct.
So let me just verify with Brady. I'll call him tomorrow and check on that, and then we can
Okay.
send that comm out to the board and have them
Okay.
approve that so that we're not waiting and to get those put in.
Very good.
Okay. Anything else? All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for all your work. We appreciate it. Okay. Our final item is our introduction of our new board officers. So Gary, we appreciate so much all the time. I didn't realize, but Gary's been in this role for what is it? Well, more than 10 years. Yes. He's still with us.
Right around a decade.
Right around a decade. I mean, that's just fantastic. That's a lot.
Some years better than others, but
Yes.
it was it's we've just been making so much progress. I was like, well, as long as we're making progress, but yeah, I'm getting a little long in the tooth and definitely a little bit burned out on it, but I certainly appreciate all the support, Greg, Natalie, and Tess, and Diane, and Tom. You guys are fantastic. So, and I'm not going away. So, where I need, you guys need help, I can probably pitch in for sure. But
Perfect. And
yeah,
you're
thank you so much for
yeah and,
everything you guys have been doing.
no and I just do want to note that the there has been so much progress on this board and the way it runs and that's under your leadership, so we definitely appreciate that. So we also had Greg's position was to fill in the last year of Jean's position. And so his term was also up. And thankfully, he's gone ahead and applied and was appointed by the Weber County Commissioners to fill the president position. So Greg will be staying with us, but transferring to a new role. And we're so happy about that and glad to have him on board. And then there was also that made way for a new opening as well for Greg's treasurer position. And Clark applied and was approved and appointed by the Weber County Commission Board 2 weeks ago as well. So it's nice to have you on board and appreciate you
Try to help.
helping and being part of this
You did such a
board.
good job on the trails, so now we're excited to have you on the
I
water.
know. Yeah, we're
Okay.
excited to have that. So we'll have both of you sworn in, take your oath of office in the January meeting.
We'll
So we'll go ahead and do that.
do
But
that in the board meeting, or do we have to go down to?
no, yeah, we can just do it in the board meeting.
Okay.
And then so that's it. Gary, you'll just need to touch base with Greg on transferring of emails and things like that, and
Yep.
then Greg
Yep. Get
and
you.
Clark will transfer email information and
Get your passport and
if
everything.
you can
Yeah.
get me Clark's contact info. I've been doing prison stuff. I also took on some of the treasure stuff just because I can work with that stuff. And
Yeah.
so we're gonna want to move that over for sure.
Got it.
PPIF, all the other kind of.
Yeah, and we'll try to get that done by the end of, we need to have it done by the end of this year, so prior to
Absolutely.
January
And I am.
happening.
I'm. I still owe you that for now. I could probably do right after.
Okay.
We've got you hooked for a couple more weeks then.
Yeah.
While
We'll be nice and give you Christmas off, but
Oh, you're awesome.
day half.
It actually
Half day.
where I'm going to be located is referred to as Feliz
Okay.
And then while I have you all here, just I'm going to be going on a little vacation in January from the 10th to the 20th. I do have things covered for my position, and I will still have phone contact, so I'll be still checking on everything. I could run a lot of it from where I'll be down in sunny Texas. Going hog
Fantastic.
hunting? Going
Yeah.
hog hunting.
All right.
All right.
Nice.
Nice.
That's our annual. This will be our 25th year of hog hunting.
I was actually talking to my boys about that, about heading down
My
there.
wife loves it.
Does she?
She does. She
That's
loves the
fantastic.
that's a happy dance.
My wife, the hog slayer. I
She's only 5 foot tall and weighs 95 pounds.
Oh, that's the best. All right. Thanks for the heads up, and we'll make note of that so we remember and don't bother you when you're gone.
No, you can bother me anytime. I'm just, I do have Wade on, and Jerry to
To
take over, do whatever needs to be done, anything that needs to be followed up on, we have any breaks, anything like that.
Perfect.
So,
okay.
All right. Well, I make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
My second.
Okay. Gary?
Hi.
Greg?
Hi.
I'm an I as well. I guess we can still do Gary. We'll get Clark next time.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know how that works exactly. I
Yeah.
guess you're not sworn in. So, okay. Thanks so much for calling in, Gary. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for your patience. Yeah, I didn't realize that none of this team stuff, I've had this issue before when you're out.
Yeah, no,
But
you're
I am.